And it is not Jack Stogler tonight. We're here talking with the folks from the library. And we're going to talk about all the things they have going on. You guys want to introduce yourself?
Hey, everybody listening out there. I am Tony Lefevre, and I have been working at the library since May of 2012.
And hello, I'm Sarah Bruns, and I've been working at the library since about June of 2016.
All right. So we'll be talking with him about all the things that are going on. It's not just a building full of books.
Nope. We have lots of stuff going on.
Although that's very popular and that's a really good thing. And that's what libraries used to be when I was a kid because there wasn't anything else. So now they have all kinds of things. And we'll be going through all of that and how the library works and how they get funding and how... when they're open and all the great things, they have programs after programs going on. Some are ongoing weekly or monthly, and other ones are special programs and special guests. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes, and we'll talk about all the library stuff with Tony and Sarah.
Sounds great.
Be back in just a minute.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be March 11th, 2018 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 11th at 5:30 p.m.
The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7 for only $7 for adults and $5 for 10 and younger. And it's not just the great fish they're serving up. They also have baked beans, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, potato salad, fruit, and more, and coffee is included. So head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Just $7 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish and more every Friday night during Lent. Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. And we're back here on Insight. From the library, we have Sarah Bruns and Tony Lefevre. So probably let's just start with, when are you open?
We have quite a few
hours. Is it 9 to 5 every day?
Not 9 to 5 every day. We have quite a few hours. We try to make it as flexible as possible so that as many people can come in. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, we open at 10 in the morning. Monday, we're open until 5:30. Tuesday nights, we stay until 7 p.m., make it a little bit easier for folks to get there after work. Wednesdays, we're there until 5:30. Friday mornings, we come in at 9, and we're there till 5:30. And then Saturday mornings, we are there 9 to 1.
And that's good. So you get, you're there a lot.
Yep.
I know a few years ago, you were open every day. You were open on Thursdays, and there were more hours. Were you around when the state cut the funding and they had to really cut back?
No, I was not. And I know some of those hours were adjusted where they would come in at noon and maybe stay open a little bit later in the mm-hmm. evenings. But I think that was before our time. So
yeah, I'm thinking that was at least a decade ago.
Yeah.
So there used to be more, a lot more hours, but the state didn't want to pay for that. And,
yeah.
And I know the people here in Fort Recovery have made adjustments, but I still see, you know, our studio isn't very far from there, and I still see people pull up on Thursday hoping to to get in there, and
yep.
and you know, but it just can't be without some sort of funding source. So
right.
when I win the lottery, you can open all the time.
We'll be ready for your check when that happens.
And I'd like to thank you, Neil, for that question. I always appreciate questions that make me feel young, so thanks a lot.
Well, back when I was your age in the 1920s, they were actually, I remember when they were, when the library was in where the museum is.
Right.
There was a museum on one side, and the library was the first room you came in, and a little bit more, and then upstairs, and that was the library.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was interesting.
We really, you know, enjoy the building that we're in. It gives mm-hmm. us a lot of space, and we've changed some things over the years, even mm-hmm. since I've been there, to make it a little bit more accessible and yeah. a little bit more opportunities for families to come in and use this space, too.
Yeah, and I believe, I'm pretty sure I'm correct on this, back in the 60s, early 70s is when they went into this building, mm-hmm. and I believe that George Jetter was on the board of trustees, and I believe he either donated or sold them the building almost for nothing, and refurbished it from when it was Sonderman's
department
store mm-hmm. and turned it into what it is. And he thought it would be very nice and modern to make the nice modern outside, and it doesn't fit with downtown Fort Recovery, but a lot of the other buildings were starting to do that. But
right.
then during when we did the Brick Street 20, 25 years ago, whenever that was, mm-hmm. The other ones kind of went back to the old style. So,
yep.
But you know, he did a very good thing by either donating or selling cheap. He bought the property, fixed it up, and did that. And that's, you know, from the Fort Recovery Industries, you know, he was one of those people who was very successful,
mm-hmm.
made a pretty good amount of money, and didn't spend much.
They're great supporters of the community.
Yes, yes, they are. Mm-hmm. In our community, and I know Dean Jetter, who I graduated with, does a lot over in Portland. His brothers live in Greenville, and they do a lot in Greenville. They're just very big supporters of whatever community they're in, and that's mm-hmm. just, that's a really good thing when somebody's successful and doesn't go hoard their money somewhere.
Yeah, that's what makes the world go round.
Yeah.
You know, people
yeah.
who are generous with their time and assets
yeah.
and
yeah.
talents.
And, yeah, and everybody can't do that,
mm-hmm.
but everybody can kind of volunteer a little bit or mm-hmm. do whatever. I talked about, I think he was on the board of trustees, and I think my mom was on the trustees or did something with the library when she was in town in the 60s and 70s. Who is on the board of trustees?
Our board members, and we have a wonderful board. I can't say enough about how wonderful they are to us. They support us. They've tried to give us a lot of opportunities to allow for programs and things.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank our board of trustees. We have Ruth Webker, Jack Diller, Julie Webker, Jerry Stallman, Eric Kaiser, and Allison Holman are currently board members, and we are in the process of filling the final board position at this point in time.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like kind of an all-star cast.
Yeah. And they give their time. There is a non-paid
yes.
position.
Mm-hmm.
They give their time to meet monthly, and you know, it's just, that's a big commitment for people to do with all of the activities. So we really appreciate everything that the board does for us.
Yeah, so what is the actual function of the board?
I would say that the board is designed to help oversee and make decisions for the library. They help give us a governing policy. They kind of, we bounce ideas off of them. You know, they make decisions about the improvements and programs for the building and the library.
Mm-hmm.
And just give us all the support that we need to continue the programming and function that we have at the library.
That's good, and I guess that leads me to another thing, the funding and all that kind of thing. Where does the money to run the library come from? It can't all be from overdue books.
No, definitely not.
That probably isn't a 10% of your revenue, is it?
We try not to charge too many overdue fines. You know, they're somewhat necessary, but I can't honestly speak for everything about this. This isn't, Linda Niefeld, our director, is the one who works closely with the board to manage this, but I know we are government funded. We do have several organizations and donors in the community that we have to thank. The Cooper Family Foundation is one of the big ones that is always so supportive of anything that we need, new computers or money for. They just recently donated money that went toward new carpeting upstairs. The Fort Recovery Community Foundation has donated some funds for us as well, because government funding, as we all know, does not cover all of the costs.
Right.
The Sciota Xi Sorority has been a big supporter of especially our summer reading program year after year. They're our main supporter for allowing us to provide materials and programming for the kids. And I, you know, not to toot our own horn, but I think we have a pretty darn good summer reading program for families and kids here.
And then, if I remember correctly, you give away a bicycle and all kinds of other stuff.
We do. And we have lots of generous people that donate. But Sciota Xi is a wonderful supporter of the library. And then we also have a Friends of the Library organization that not every community can boast about. And they raise some of the money for furnishings or different materials that we need for the library programs, bring in speakers, that kind of stuff. So, you know, that is primarily where we get a lot of our extra funding. I know in past years, some of the opportunities that we have haven't been available just because we didn't have the Friends organization and the Cooper Family Foundation. Without those people that I mentioned, we wouldn't be able to offer nearly as much as we can.
Yeah. And so you mentioned the Friends of the Library. Who's all involved in that, and what exactly do they do?
The Friends of the Library organization is kind of a community-wide organization. We do have membership drive coming up here in April, and anyone that wants to can participate.
It's not an appointment board. It's somebody that...
No, it's actually volunteers, and we have a small group that comes and meets quarterly. I can't give you all their names because it's hit or miss as to who's available. Correct. But the group of volunteers is... we have the president is Karen Post. Vice President is Michelle Evers. The Treasurer is Eileen Lochtefeld. Adult Programming is Linda Niefeld. And Debbie Zumstein does the Adult Programming, and Linda does like Children's and Youth Programming.
Okay.
So those are our members, our officers, but we have lots of community volunteers that come in, but also the funding that people send in to us, even if they're non-active members, is so vital to being able to contribute to programs at the library.
Yeah, and I know you do a lot of programs, a lot of things. A lot of it's aimed at kids. But there's also plenty of adult things.
Tell us
about some of the programs, kids or adults. Let's go cover all of it. But
We try to do monthly adult programming during the winter months. Summer months, it gets busy and people are on vacation. But we try to do something every month. We've done a professional organizer has come in and talked. We've recently done some art programs. We have an event coming up next week called a book tasting, which will be open to anyone. But that's an unusual event in that we're trying to allow
one to just taste like ink.
It might. We will have some snacks that won't taste like paper and bindings. But
I may be stopping by then.
Please do. Yeah.
Food's always good.
Our goal is to help introduce patrons to new authors based on what they enjoy reading. And so the book tasting idea is kind of, we'll give you a genre based on, you know, like if you like mystery or if you like romance, if you like science fiction. Our goal is to offer some additional authors that you may not have been exposed to and teach you how to find authors on your own using the resources that the library has available. And then there will be some snacks, like for our mystery table, we're going to have Hot on the Trail mix, you know, like so we're trying to make
it
catchy. We have some other programs like we had an adult coloring night.
Adult Sarah, coloring, you say?
Yeah, that's supposed to be stress-free, relaxing.
It wouldn't be that if I was good. I get stressed out. I can't stay in the lines.
Oh, no. We don't judge, though. You know, it's anybody, each to his own. We don't judge.
You know, Neil, you could come over for some of the preschool programs.
I might be able to hang in there with them.
I can give you an extra big piece of paper.
Probably hang in there with the three-year-olds coloring. Although most of them would probably embarrass me too.
they're a lot of fun. But Tony was mentioning a little bit about the programs we've had recently here for adults. And last month, a couple of the adult art programs we had on the Tuesday evenings there were very well received, well attended. Angie Clark came and led a Make It, Take It adult art project where participants painted a really nice wood plaque, and in the center they were able to personalize it with their family initial. And I believe that design is what Angie referred to as the Ohio Star, sort of a country or quilt design, which looked really sharp, and the participants were able to, you know, sort of create their own version in a pretty nice detail there. And then another adult art art program that we had was led by Ralph Stuckman, also well attended, and he demonstrated an art technique and actually led participants in creating their own sort of abstract design. I believe that technique was the alcohol ink design, where they kind of, you know, use these different colors and made some pretty nifty designs, and look like a fun project too.
Yeah, so that's and if you don't think that these programs are well attended, when you know there's one going on, drive down Wayne Street on a Tuesday night and try to find a place to park.
we try to keep the Brick Street busy.
Yes. And when you're having programs and I forget about it and I drive down the street and I have things I have to do here, sometimes I might as well just park at home and walk back up here the two or three blocks.
Yeah, it does get full sometimes.
Yes, and that's great.
Yeah.
And that's why you have them. And it seems like most of them are very interesting, very unique. Mm-hmm. It's not always the same type of thing. Various skill levels of things that people can do, or all kinds of interests, and it just keeps the interest up, and people like doing it because everything is a little bit different each time.
Right.
I think I remember Alex Myring doing his ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting, yep. Yeah, we had a Bigfoot, and those were well received,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff going on.
You know, with those Friends of the Library programs that we're mentioning, and we do a lot for the youth, too, where we have summer reading programs that they sponsor. We are always looking for volunteers to come in and help facilitate those, give us ideas for programs. We can't always follow through on them. We try to make it cost effective.
Right.
A lot of the programs that we bring in are non-paid. We have done some mileage for some of them, but we are looking for volunteers. Everybody in this community is so active that, you know,
yes,
it's hard to get people who have a free night, which is wonderful.
Yes.
But if anybody's looking for a place to get plugged in, meet some new people, and get involved in something that's really worthwhile in the community, we would love to have new volunteers. Just contact the library on how to get involved and how to place your membership. And it's very inexpensive. I think a family membership is maybe $10 or $25. And you can go up in how much you would like to donate. And some of that money, you know, you'll have a book donated with a nameplate in it that says that you donated that book. But any little amount helps, and any volunteer time that you can give is also wonderful and appreciated.
Yeah. So if you're looking to have something to do, go up and tell them, and they'll put you in charge of something.
Absolutely. We won't put them in charge for the first program. That's the second one.
if you do want to be in charge of something, they would probably let you do it if you something you want to do.
Yeah, but we're just looking for volunteers.
Yeah, they need people. They need some hands.
Yep. We would like to keep offering the program. So, if anybody's looking for a place to get plugged in, please come see us.
Yep. Let's take a quick break here. We'll take a break for a couple minutes, and we'll be back with more library stuff.
Sounds good.
Right after this. Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have two great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $6.95 and a grilled salmon dinner for only $9.95. And both come with our large salad bar and choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25 and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And be sure to stop by on Friday at lunch for their Lent buffet featuring shrimp and their famous hand-breaded fish, along with their full salad bar and more. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Story time for the little ones is back. Starting in October, our library will once again be having a story time for babies through preschool age children. There are two sessions each week, Tuesday evenings at 6:15 and Friday mornings at 10:30. So whether you go to one or both sessions, take your young kids to story time at your library, Tuesday evenings at 6:15 or Friday mornings at 10:30.
Hi, this is Dan Redmond from VCTS Racing. I wanted to invite you to join Corey Hensley and myself on Mondays starting March the 12th at 7 p.m. for the Boars Racing Report. We will talk NASCAR racing as well as racing at the surrounding local tracks as well as VCTS racing. So tune in Mondays starting March 12th and go racing with us. Go to FortRecoveryRadio.com or download the free TuneIn app and search Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, it's the Boars Racing Report every Monday night at 7 p.m. on Fort Recovery Radio, starting Monday, March the 12th.
And we're back on Insight, talking with Sarah Bruns and Tony Lefevre from the Fort Recovery Public Library. Is that the technical name for
it? Okay. Yep, that's right.
And the library.
Yeah.
Our library, I like to call it.
Our library.
Our library. And you know, we were talking about some of the special programs you have and the ones that are kind of unique to themselves. I know you have a lot of regular programming for adults and kids and all ages. What are some of the ones that you do on a somewhat regular basis?
Well, from October through April, we have story time twice a week, every month. Tuesday evenings at 6:15 p.m., we offer a 30-minute story time. And then Friday mornings at 10:30 a.m., we offer story time for children that are preschool or younger. So we have a lot of moms that bring, you know, even babies come in. Mm-hmm. And we are very, very tolerant if your child needs to get up and move around, because we all understand that. Yep. We just want the kids to feel like there's a place to go and learn and experience. And so that's a lot of fun. And the wonderful thing about that is we have community volunteers that come in and do our story times for us. us, some retired teachers, just community members, and we have a rotating calendar, and they volunteer to do those. They put those together, they come in of their own time, and it's just a great opportunity to be involved, so we appreciate all of our volunteers that do that.
Do you have plenty of volunteers with that, or are you always looking for some volunteers?
You know, we're always looking for volunteers. We have volunteers that are just do it one time a year, some that do it, you know, every other month, and we are very, very flexible. So Tuesday evenings, usually staff members take care of the story time, but we're looking, you know, if volunteers would prefer a Tuesday evening, come on in. We just love to expose the children to lots of different ideas and themes and everything, and everybody has so much to contribute. So that's a great opportunity that we have available on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good thing because you've got little kids who love to go to the library. Mm-hmm. They can't wait to go to the library. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, if you have things like that, they're more likely to somehow, when they're 8 or 10 or 15 or 30, to happen to notice a book and maybe grab that and do more reading than they normally would, which is always a good thing. That might get them away from the screens a little bit that dominate our lives.
There are a lot of libraries that have availability and access to do a lot more digital opportunities in their programs, like using the iPad. And we do integrate that occasionally, but we still do a lot of the book and glue and stickers and marker crafts and everything,
which
is great.
Yeah, I think that's actually better. Now, if some kids, after they get to a certain age, maybe they can't figure out what glue is and that kind of stuff. But young kids, they'll do anything that they think is fun.
Yep.
And most of them learn by hands-on.
Yep.
And you know, a lot of them get addicted to the screen, but if you can catch them before that, they might not be quite so addicted to the screen and actually do real experiences. And I think that's
it's just fun to provide the opportunity for them. And like I said, we've got a lot of community involvement with that too.
Yeah, so you have story time.
Yep. We also have crochet club that meets once a week during
the
winter months.
Probably not for the little kids.
Not usually for the little kids, but, you know, we try to provide opportunities for different interests and different ages to come in.
Yeah.
And actually, this is a community volunteer who suggested it, and they meet once a week and just come in, and it's beginner to experience. They have taught some who don't know how to crochet, and they've helped each other fix projects or if they're stuck or whatever, and it's a nice social time for
them. Or just exchange designs
patterns
and stuff that they've...
Mm-hmm.
Patterns, I should have known that. My mom was a home ec teacher. I should have known patterns.
You'd be surprised, too, Neil. There are quite a few of the kids in Fort Recovery, the young ones, that know how to crochet.
That's awesome.
In fact, I was subbing earlier this year in Mrs. Klingshern's art class, and I happened to bring my crochet stuff along that particular day. I don't usually, but I brought it along, and actually one of the boys in Mrs. Klingshern's art class was actually able to help me get my crochet going here because I'm pretty much a beginner. I think that was a post boy.
So
I was impressed.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my mom and my aunt, my sister all knitted and crocheted, and they tried to show me, and I think I did a few rows of stuff, but it looked like somebody that shouldn't be trusted with needles.
It's an art form. An art form.
Well, that wasn't me.
We do offer that. We also have cards. People that come in and play cards twice a month, the second and the fourth Tuesdays of every month. Patrons can come in, and I think a lot of times they play euchre, but you know, they've done learning new games. It depends on how many people are there. They've done six-handed euchre, and I wouldn't know how to play that, but you know, it started out, they kind of hung
They'll
out for an
you.
Hour. Yeah, I'm sure they will. If my boss would let me go up and play, I'd go play. Actually, she probably would. But so we have cards available too, and that's really popular for, you know, people people just want to come out and be social. Prior to that, we have opened up an opportunity through the Mercer County Council on Aging. We are now a meal site twice a month, the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. You do need to call them to register, and I have the number handy, 586-1644, 24 hours in advance. It's the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month.
Yeah, up to 24 hours in advance. You can call them the week before
that. Yeah. Yes. It does cost $3. That is actually through the Mercer County Council on Aging. We are just providing a site that is available for them to bring these home-cooked meals that are cooked at Briarwood.
It's a great site because you're playing cards right afterwards.
Yep. A senior citizen meal service, and it's I can smell it. It's always wonderful food.
Yeah.
I've tasted it. It's really good.
They would probably let you have some.
I'm sure they would.
They did. They did.
Yeah.
I went on beef pot roast day, and that was a good day to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe that's all made by Briarwood.
I think Briarwood.
In their kitchens, and they do that all around the county, as many places as they can. I know they do it at St. Henry Gardens and at Maria Stein at the Retreat House.
Yeah. What a wonderful organization. They do a lot of things just to keep people involved in the community.
Yes.
And we're happy to be a meal site for them.
Yeah, and I'd gone over and talked to them about that a little bit. And they are trying very hard to, for a long time, you kind of had to go to them. There and at Salina, since they already had the building, they could do stuff there with food. But what was that, a year or so ago, they started doing it out at the remote locations around the county, and it's I think it's a great thing. Is there a pretty decent amount of people
we do have a good turnout for it.
And
it
started, a lot of them stay to play cards?
Yeah, we had, I think, 12 last week or last time they were there for staying for cards. So, it's great to be able to use the space that we have.
And it's a $3 lunch.
Right.
But you don't have to cook.
It's a good lunch.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to let Sarah talk about, we have music time and yoga time offered for shortened periods throughout the year. And Sarah is kind of the entrepreneur of those. So she's been the one to start these programs. So Sarah, you want to talk about those?
Yeah. So actually, just today we had the music time program for the preschool age children. A little bit of music and movement. And
that's, is that every Wednesday or almost every Wednesday?
Actually, we are just getting ready to wrap up our session here of music time. We do have one more next Wednesday, March 14th at 10:30 a.m. Usually runs till about 10 after 11.
I might be able to hang in there with the kids for music time.
I tell you, we had a good time. We had a good time this morning. The preschool age kids that are talking and know their letters and, just very articulate to the little babies, just several months old, just really getting down, and you could just see their faces and their body language.
I've happened in there a few times, and those kids have a ball.
It was great.
If you have kids that age,
it was great.
Make sure you or grandma or a neighbor or somebody gets them to the music time, because that's just neat.
And I want to mention it's a free program. Again, sponsored by...
Pretty much all of these are free programs, is that correct?
Yep. We have a few that we will have a small fee for, depending on cost of materials.
Yeah.
And some of the programs are free to our Friends of the Library members, and then there is a small associated fee for non-members. But yeah, primarily we don't charge for most of the programs. So Sarah, continue. I just wanted to mention that it's open to the public and it is free.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with, is it yoga and some other things that we'll do?
Sounds great.
So we'll do a little teaser there, make sure they come back.
And everybody sit up straight in your chair there. Okay, we're going to talk about posture and yoga here in a minute.
You just ruined my day. We'll be back right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Are you a busy parent, married to your job, or just don't have the time to get to the grocery store? Worry no more. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the answer for you. Shop online. It's as easy as ordering that pair of shoes you ordered last week. Log on to WayneStreetMarket.com, click on the Shop Online Now button at the top of the page, and start adding to your cart. The process is simple, and better yet, you pay online, drive to the store, and one of our friendly associates will bring your groceries out to you. You don't have to even get out of the car. Don't make life more chaotic than it needs to be. Take advantage of our online shopping today. As always, thanks for shopping your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store.
Boys continue on their tournament trail tomorrow night as they play Coldwater in the second game of the district semifinals at Lima Senior High School. The first game at 6:15 will feature Paulding versus the number one seed Ottawa Glandorf. The Indians versus the Cavaliers game is scheduled for 8 p.m. If the Indians win, they'll play on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. in the district final game. The boys have been playing well, and they're fun to watch. Make your plans now to get up to Lima Senior tomorrow night to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Here's some good news. You don't need to make supper this Sunday. All you need to do is head up to the Knights of Columbus Hall. It's their annual spring chicken fry from 3:30 to 6. It's carry out only, and it's first come, first served until they're all gone. And don't forget to pick up a couple of extras for quick meals during the week. So don't bother with making supper this Sunday evening. Just get to the KFC spring chicken fry from 3:30 to 6 for a great meal with no work. No work. Yeah, the KFC's spring chicken fry this Sunday. You don't have to cook.
Hey, that always works for me.
Yeah. And we're here with Tony Lefevre and Sarah Bruns from the library. And we were talking before the break about some of the programs that Sarah's especially involved in.
Right.
We talked about the music time, and you're going to tell us a little bit about the yoga.
Yeah, so again, we're just getting ready to wrap up our session of music time for the preschool age children. Again, the last meeting time for that is next Wednesday, March 14th at 10:30 a.m. And we're also about to end our adult chair yoga class.
Also
next Wednesday.
What is chair yoga?
Chair yoga. Well, it's pretty gentle.
Do you just sit in
relaxed.
The chair and take a nap? Because I can do that.
Well, come on over next Wednesday at 2:30.
Does snoring bother you?
Experience it firsthand. Well, we might get you a chair with wheels and just kind of wheel you out to the elevator once you start snoring.
Okay. don't wake me up.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, it's a pretty relaxed, very accessible for anyone who's never done yoga before. We don't use a mat. We don't get down on the floor. No kind of pretzel moves or, you know, standing on your head or anything crazy. Usually just a series of gentle standing exercises. And then we also do some seated exercises. So it's kind of like relaxing and exercise.
So the exercises, you're calling it exercises, is it more of
stretching and breathing?
Not just jumping jacks and push-ups.
Right. Very gentle. Mm-hmm. You know, just to maintain our range
flexibility.
Of motion, flexibility.
So is that like a good thing for somebody that's, let's say they had a shoulder injury of some sort, if they are doing some rehab or anything like that, or knee rehab is, you know, there's no pressure to get it exactly has to be done this way or this way, but are those really good things for that type of person to kind of help with their flexibility and I'm sure just for regular people to maintain flexibility.
Yeah, and you know, it's always a good idea before you begin any exercise program to, you know, have it cleared with your doctor. But yes, yoga, and in particular chair yoga, is a very gentle, relaxing way to kind of get back into exercise if you're, you know, coming back from an injury or just, you know, kind of wanting to maintain your strength and flexibility.
So that's getting ready to finish, but is that going to start up again like next fall through winter?
Typically, what we do is have a session in the fall, running from about October till the end of November. And then when it comes time for the Christmas festival of trees, then we usually take a break from yoga because the trees kinda are
run
usually
out of space.
Kinda up there.
Yeah. And everybody's gonna be wandering through looking at the trees.
Right. So. Yeah.
And then you start one session, depending on interest, back up in the spring, usually for music time and yoga.
Right. Music time usually starts up about the same time, and we'll do a session of that. And
One way that we like to advertise those programs is on Facebook, which a lot of people are on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page, Fort Recovery Library. And then also we have a website that I need to do a better job of probably updating more frequently, but www.fortrecoverylibrary.org. It does have stories on the front of it with current events and upcoming events, but there also is a calendar on there that we try to keep updated with the sessions of yoga, the music time, and you
story
can click
time,
on those story time.
Crochet.
We also have tech help available, which is limited to what our knowledge is sometimes. But, you know, I've helped people, we as a group have helped people set up email accounts, help them with minor phone issues, iPad issues, digital information, things like that. So we do have tech help, and that is on the calendar every week. It's set for Monday at 3 p.m., but if you can't make it, we all also will, you know, come in at a time that's convenient. We'll try to schedule it.
So who does that? Is that just the library staff, whoever's there?
Just library staff members. So, you know, check out our website because we do have that normally pretty well updated with current and upcoming events.
Yeah, and if you do want to have email and don't have a computer at home, they have computers. You have to sign in. Is there a time limit on how long they...
If there is a, if there are groups of people waiting, we usually try to limit it to an hour. But we have four computers that are available to the public, and they're desktop computers. And traditionally, we have not had to ask someone to finish finish earlier. Usually,
back 20 years ago, you did because there almost nobody had computers because they were more expensive than they are now.
Right. And but we are happy to help set up email accounts and do things like that.
So if you don't have a computer, you can go up there and and still do email, and you can check it every day or two or three or five or whatever.
Whenever we're open, and you can print from the computer. There is a small fee associated with after a certain number of pages. It's, you know, a minimal fee for copies. But we offer that kind of programming. But the big thing I want you to do is just check the website for upcoming events.
I do that quite a bit and just look to see, because we have several of the programs that we have promotions promos recorded, and I want to be sure that it's coming up that particular week before I put it in the in the schedule.
And we really appreciate all you do to help promote our events as well too.
Well, I just think the library is extremely important, not just because of books, but because of all the really neat things you do to get people involved and interested and help them with learning new projects and just things going on. It's just great.
Well, thanks.
I think it's awesome.
Thank
there
you.
There are a lot of great things for kids at the library, including something that sort of the middle grades, middle school students are involved in here coming up. We have the Battle of the Books, which will be taking place here in Fort Recovery at the school, Fort Recovery Elementary cafeteria, auditoria. And the competition, I believe, is between teams of students from Fort Recovery competing against Coldwater. And we've got some good participation. These kids are preparing, they're reading several books and just learning the book inside and out. And they're going to compete on teams.
Kind of like a quiz sort of thing?
Yeah, a quiz bowl.
Awesome.
Yeah. Based on the books and authors and information.
Yeah, and I hear that Mrs. Laura Heikamp is helping to coordinate the Battle of the Books competition and help in the preparation for those middle school teams. And, yeah, I've heard we've got even
several boys interested in participating in the program, which is great to see. Mm-hmm. Great to see.
Yep. Yeah. It's grades 4 through 6. And we have 16 participants from Fort Recovery and 28 from Coldwater.
Ooh, that's good.
So there, it's a great competition, and it's open for the public to go and see the kids compete,
oh,
too.
Oh, man, that's neat.
It's March 20th.
What age is...
Grades 4 through 6.
Grades 4 through 6, okay.
So, and it's March 20th, and I believe it's 6:30 p.m., but please go check our website for the accuracy of that time. Mm-hmm. I apologize. I don't have that right in front of me.
That's right.
But it's a great program,
that's
too.
That's FortRecoveryLibrary.org.
Yes.
So if you kind of start typing it in,
it pops up in Google.
Google will bring it up. It'll also bring up, if you get Fort Recovery in, it might bring up Fort Recovery Radio, Fort Recovery Village, Fort Recovery Ambassadors.
All the great things we have going on, yep.
Fort Recovery Sports.
Sarah just showed me it is 6:30 p.m. in the Fort Recovery Auditoria. It is at no charge, and the students would love support of community members.
Oh, yes.
If you're just interested or you've got a younger child that might be interested in doing it in the future, it's a great program.
Yep, that is neat.
Mm-hmm.
So, any other regular programs you have going on, or special programs?
We have book clubs that happen twice a month from usually August through May. Again, that's sponsored by the Friends of the Library, but it is not limited to members. It is open to the public. Mm-hmm. There is no charge for them. We do have access to a large number of books through the consortium that the library belongs to. If you don't know, we are part of the SEO Library Consortium, serving every Ohioan, and there are over 80 libraries in the state of Ohio. So we have the opportunity to loan materials to other libraries and receive materials from other libraries.
So if you're
at no
focusing
charge to
on
the
a particular book.
Right. And I can order copies for everyone. Mm-hmm. Audiobooks, books on CD, large print books, regular print books.
You see,
and so those are no charge. There's two book club discussions.
There's one is book and lunch.
Book and lunch club on Wednesdays. It is the first Wednesday of the month at 10:30 in the morning. And that discussion group happens at the library. And then afterwards, they go out for an optional lunch. It is optional. You pay for your own meal, but a local restaurant, and they continue their socialization. And that's a lot of fun. And then there's a group called Novels at Night that meets Monday evenings, the third Monday of the month, at the library at 7 p.m. And there are extra books available. They do separate books because there are members that belong to both.
Mm-hmm.
And there are extra copies available. You can always request one at the library. I order over 50 books for the Monday night book club, and that doesn't mean that everyone comes. We usually have, you know, maybe 15 to 20, but there are a lot of people that are interested in reading the titles, and then I order probably 30 for the daytime book and lunch club. So
that's great.
And I'd like to say thank you to our community volunteers, Patty Wenning and Connie Hart, who lead the daytime book and lunch club. They do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. And also thanks to Tony for doing such a great job with the evening book club that meets the third Monday of the month. It's well attended. We have a good time, and it's just neat to read books that you wouldn't ordinarily choose for yourself.
And to discuss them with others, because you know other people are reading those books.
And there are differing opinions on all of them, which is a lot of fun. It's great.
That's great.
Yep. One thing people often ask is, you know, what's the book club book? What have you read recently? Or what, you know, what could we read? I believe the daytime book and lunch club just discussed the autobiographical book, you know, a nonfiction book titled I Am Malala, about a young girl, and they discussed, you know, kind of the more serious topic of her life, and, you know, typically they've got, you know, all different types of books, and I think they're reading Little Women, actually a classic by Louisa May Alcott here as their next book.
Yeah, I remember I was about high school when that was written.
That's not true.
No, that isn't true. But it seems like it.
Yeah, and I forget what the evening book club is reading.
We are reading the Chilbury Ladies Choir, which is set in World War II.
Oh.
And it's about a bunch of women who have different life experiences during the war, and they come together to create this choir. The last book we read was not so serious. It was called My Italian Bulldozer, and it was about a man who went over to Italy to write a cookbook, and the only rental car he could get was a bulldozer. And so it had some humor to it, but also some life lessons as well. You know, you'd make the best of what you've got. So, you know, we try to read a variety of things, like Sarah said, some nonfiction, some humor, romance, whatever. You know, just something they wouldn't normally pick up. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, let's take another quick break, and we'll be back after we get a few messages from our sponsors, and we'll be back to kind of wrap stuff up.
Great. Thank you, Neil.
Yep.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you a driver looking for a career change? Cheeseman Transport of Fort Recovery, a leading provider of transportation and supply chain solutions, is hiring local, regional, and over-the-road drivers for full-time and part-time operations. Drivers can earn up to $80,000 in their first year, receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus, and an average of 52 cents per mile plus stop pay. Join our team and apply online at cheeseman.com/careers. That's cheeseman.com/careers. We look forward to speaking with you today.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
During Lent, the Wendoline Sports Club will again be having their popular all-you-can-eat fish fry every Friday night from 4:30 to 7:30. Along with their famous freshly cooked fish, they have french fries, salad, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early, stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendoline Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for their all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Wendoline Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7:30. The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 8th at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. They're pre-sale only, so get your tickets from any of the firemen now, then stop down on Sunday, April 8th from 4 to 6 and pick up your chicken dinners. Just drive through the alley from the west and pull up to the window, and be sure to grab a couple of extras for a quick lunch during the week. Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 8th from 4 to 6. Get your tickets now from any Fort Recovery firefighter. Every firefighter. Oh, that firefighter's chicken dinner. Oh,
I always love that.
Well, I do too, because even if I happen not to get there in time to get chicken, I get to smell it because they make it right in my backyard.
Oh, hey, that's perfect.
That is awesome. And what a smell. Man, that's good. So we're here with the folks from the library. We got Tony Lefevre and Sarah Bruns, and we're going to wrap up a little bit, but you have several other things that you want to definitely talk about, other items. Is there an event, I think, that you're...
Well, we've got...
Out there, and
I just want to highlight that we have more than just books and newspapers and magazines at the library.
Yeah.
You know, libraries have expanded a lot, and right now I think the big push is that they are, you know... opportunities for community interaction and support and services for community members. And we do have a lot of foot traffic. You know, I think people are concerned that the libraries are going to be obsolete. And I really don't feel like that. You know, there's a lot of digital opportunities that people can take advantage of through the library, but we still do offer a lot of services that are very valuable. I just kind of want to go through some of those lists briefly here. I don't want to cut into the next program here, but, you know, we have books. We also have books on CD, and we have something called Playaways that are basically an MP3 player that is a contained book that you use headphones and battery, and there are lanyards, and you can just walk around. You can, a lot of the new cars have auxiliary outlets that you can plug them in and run them through your speaker, so you can listen to books on the go. Those are fabulous because you don't have to mess with CDs. They're all contained.
And you don't have to buy them from Amazon or anybody else.
Right.
You can just,
it's a free, you know, you don't like it, just bring it back to the library. They're 2-week loan periods. Mm-hmm. We do have a variety of magazines available. We have newspapers that you can read in the library. We have 4 public computers that we use, and you can print or make copies at the library. Mm-hmm. We have Wi-Fi if you have your own laptop or computers and tablets, anything that you want to use. We do not have wireless printing at this point in time, but you can, you know, send it an email to yourself, log onto one of our computers and print copies from there. We have music CDs. We have a fax machine that you can send and receive for a small cost.
Yeah, because most of us don't do much faxing anymore, but sometimes you have to do that, and to go buy a fax machine so you can do that
just
isn't...
Just one time, So we offer that service, and it is just a small charge. We offer lamination for... a lot of people come in with their sports passes and laminate those so they fit in their wallet during the whole sports season or anything that you need. We have an Ellison machine, which is a machine that you can cut out shapes. You have to purchase the actual prints for, but we have a variety of letters and shapes and stuff. You bring your own paper, construction paper. We can show you how to use that. And a lot of people use those for science fair projects, bulletin boards, that kind of thing. Yeah. But we also have a Cricut machine, which is similar, but it is a computer-controlled machine where you can cut shapes and designs in paper using that. And we are happy to let the public use that. We will assist you with whatever, creating things. Just bring your own paper. We do have tech help, which I mentioned. We offer some limited numbers of tax forms. They keep continuing to cut back on what we receive.
Yeah.
But we do have some tax forms available. And what we don't have, we are happy to help you find online and print off one copy at no charge of the tax forms. We have digital books and audiobooks that you can download onto devices that a lot of people use through our consortium using your library card. We also have a meeting room that for nonprofit organizations, you can schedule to meet up there at no charge. For organizations that are promoting something, we do schedule that for a charge of, I believe it's $50, but you would have to contact the library director, Linda Niefeld, for that. We also have a used book sale several times a year, 2 to 3 times a year, where we run it for a week. People can donate materials in good, clean condition, books, books on CD, DVDs, things like that. Yep. We do not take VHS tapes.
Yeah.
We do not take dictionaries or encyclopedias because those are kind of going by the wayside here.
Yep.
We also have a new item at the library, mobile hotspots. We have 5 mobile hotspots where you can take them, check them out for up to 2 weeks at a time. They run off of Sprint towers. They come at no charge to the patrons, but if, you know, there is a replacement fee if something gets lost or damaged.
Mm-hmm.
But those devices can go with you in your car, on vacation in the United States. They won't go international, but you can connect up to 10 devices to these digital hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just kind of like having a Wi-Fi at home, but they can go with you. So those can be checked out for 2 weeks at a time. They are all currently out right now. We've just started circulating those this week. But if you're interested, you can place holds on them. Come by the library and check those out.
Yeah,
now those are through
really
Verizon
great.
Or
it's
AT&T?
Well, it's a Sprint device, but we are not directly connected to Sprint. We are, it's through a company called Mobile Beacon that helps libraries. It's a nonprofit organization that helps libraries and schools.
Like what, is it the one of the companies that almost anywhere you go is going to have a connection?
I think so. You know, we haven't had an opportunity to test them a whole lot yet. Mm-hmm. I did take one up to Van Wert with me last weekend, and it worked most of the time. There is kind of a little dead spot in there.
There are
but,
some places.
You know, we are not guaranteeing that they will work all the time.
Yeah, because you didn't build the towers.
Right. But we hope that it does allow for more access.
Sure. And they're great for vacation.
Yeah.
If you've got kids,
yeah,
you're
going to
be
really
driving
small
on vacation and just want to have everybody happy during that 12-hour ride.
Yep. Yeah, it's great. And it comes, it's about the size of a smaller cell phone. Mm-hmm. It comes in a CD case with the charger and cable and the device itself. They're very easy to use, and they're a wonderful addition to the library. We're really glad we have that opportunity.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So those are some things that we offer that are above and beyond just regular books that you can pull off the shelves. If you would like more information about the digital books that you can check out from home, I would love to help. Any of us staff members would love to help you. There's too much information to give you on the air.
So you can check out digital books from home.
Yes. Oh. Yep, using your tablet or iPhone, awesome. Kindle devices. There are so many books and audiobooks and even some movies that you can stream with a Wi-Fi device through the library using your library card at no charge to you. There are no renewals, but there's also no fees, like overdue fees, because they just automatically return on their own. So we would love to help you with that.
That's
awesome. And we'd love to see you, but even for that app that Tony was just mentioning, the app called Libby, you don't even need to come into the library. If you've got a current library card, you can do that from the comfort of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
And the app is called Libby. So
Libby.
Right on. From Google Play or from the App Store, you can check it out. And it really is amazing.
I've heard of that. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. And it's very, very user-friendly.
Yeah.
We also have Scholastic Book Fair once a year that supports the Friends of the Library. So that's a non-library related event necessarily, but it allows for great Christmas gifts in support of the library. We have our Festival of Trees at the library, which is a lot of fun for community members to come in.
Decorate the trees or to just look at them and vote.
Yeah, we have
cookies.
Yeah, we have cookies up there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have businesses, individuals, church groups that have donated. And you, when I say donate, you bring in your tree, you bring in your own decorations, and then you remove them when the event is over. But it just creates a wonderful Christmas family-oriented display, and it supports the library just by bringing patrons in. It's really a neat community event. So that happens every year. And then the Friends of the Library also does a service fundraiser for the community where we will purchase back to school supplies that for the parents. They turn in their form to us with the amount that it costs, and we do their shopping for them. If anybody has been shopping with four kids like I do, and everybody has a different idea of where they want to go, and I need four pairs of scissors, we will do that for you, and that is a fundraiser but also a service for community members. So,
and as Tony mentioned earlier, Linda Niefeldt is our director. We have Karen Post, who also works at the library as part of the staff, Kathy Link, Tony Lefevre, myself, Sarah Bruns, and Debbie Zumstein also helps out quite a bit with the adult programming to kind of round out the staff there.
Yeah. We have opportunities, too. If there are high school students or junior high students that need volunteer hours for community service, we would always love to have help with making crafts or shelving books or, whatever things that...
So kind of any time of day.
Yeah. That is probably scheduled with Linda Niefeldt, the director. Mm-hmm. But we have done community service hours for the actual organizations that require community service hours. I want to answer a question about maybe one way that we get our materials.
Yeah.
Linda Niefeldt, the director, determines what we purchase for the library. I give her a lot of credit because there is a lot of material out there. You got to try to find something that will circulate what is in the interest of the patrons that we have.
Yeah, and you have kids from 1 to 101. Right. And
we have a lot of different interest levels. You and I are not going to like the same materials, So there's a lot of thinking and concern that goes into that process. A lot of times patrons will come in and they'll say, I'm looking for the third book in the series. I see you have the first two. And if it's possible, she'll order that in for them. So she tries to really get what patrons like, what they want. The funding for that comes. We do have a budget through the government, through our library budget that comes
for
that.
Now, you say the government, that's state government, or does the federal get involved at all? I know a lot of what was
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I really hate to make an assumption one way or the other.
Okay.
I should probably know that, but I apologize. I don't. I know that it comes through government funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a percentage of what the Friends of the Library makes that is always guaranteed to go toward new books and new materials.
Yep.
We have donations from members that join the Friends of the Library that we will donate. Recently, the Fort Recovery Education Association ran a promotion through the library where for a month, every child that checked out books in the Fort Recovery school system, we wrote down their name, their grade, and how many books they checked out. For every 100 books that were checked out at our library, the Fort Recovery Education Association bought a book for the school library and for our library.
Well, that's awesome.
And that is a wonderful program. This
is
the
really good.
Second year, Sarah, that they've done that. Do you know?
Yes, I believe
second
so.
Year that they've done that. Maybe, yeah.
Second year that I've been aware of it.
Yeah. And it really is great because it encourages the kids to come check out. They get a sucker when they check out for coming. And then we also just get new materials for the library. So I think that answered. And we have new materials coming in every day.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Whether it be DVDs. We have DVDs available at no charge for you to borrow. But we also have new books for all ages that come in. Magazine subscriptions, we're trying to change, you know, depending on what our funding is and what people are reading.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of opportunities for new materials, and Linda does a great job at getting new things in regularly for our patrons.
Yeah, that has to be
She's a wonderful person.
Yes.
She is so humble, but, you know, we're honored to work with her and the library staff, and she just does a great job of helping encourage us and the motivating us to do our programs and everything that we do at the library, and we're just really blessed. So,
Well, I think we've answered a whole bunch of questions. Let's kind of review the hours again.
Okay, we are open Mondays 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Tuesdays 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. On Wednesday, we're there 10 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. We are closed on Thursdays. But the book drop is open if you need to drop materials off. Mm-hmm. We have an exterior book drop. Fridays, we are there 9 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. And Saturdays, we are there from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
All right.
So please come see us. We love to see people. And you know, libraries used to be this place where you had to be really quiet.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, not our library.
No.
So we're probably some of the loudest people in there.
Yeah, and you know, you see there's toys and kids are giggling.
We love to have fun.
Toys.
We love to meet new people. We really want to make it a place where people want to come in.
Yeah.
We do an outreach real quick. I know I'm cutting into sports talk time. I'll be brief, guys.
You are getting some looks.
They're all in here watching me. The pressure is on now.
I better serve them some peanuts.
Yeah, hand them the food. We have an outreach where we go into the schools and read to first graders once a month, and we've done in the past where we've read to kindergartners. That is the best thing in the world because it's so fun. You walk in there and they're like, it's the library lady. I've seen you. Do you remember my name? But it really is wonderful because not only do we get to do something we enjoy, but it also makes a connection for those kids. So when they come into the library, hopefully they're not afraid of us. You know,
right.
We want them to be willing to ask us for help. Can you help me find this book? I'm so glad I'm here because the library really is a center for learning, and we want to make it that. You know, we don't always have the answers. We have Google, and we know how to use it, and it's awesome. but we want to make it a place where people want to come. So
speaking of the Google, that reminds me, give them your website again.
Yes.
And that has a lot of information, including the calendar of events that are coming up that month.
Yes. Please check us out at FortRecoveryLibrary.org. We are also on Facebook at Fort Recovery Library.
All right. So, again, we've been talking with Sarah Bruns and Tony Lefevre from the Fort Recovery Library, and we really appreciate you girls coming in.
Thanks for having us.
We're very happy to have you.
Thank you, Neil. It's been a pleasure.
All righty. Stay tuned for Sports Talk coming up in just a couple of minutes.
For staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.